calling the meeting to order at 10:07, and Bill Hall and Frank Geltner are present, and hopefully Mr. Beisman will be here shortly. We have reviewed the minutes electronically and have signed accordingly, and we are at OSU Extension and 4-H Update.
Good morning, all.
Who is going to give their briefest report in history?
This is going to be brief. Fair planning's in full swing. We're getting ready for a good show. We're happy with the way everything's coming together. I did do a very informal survey of the neighborhood up by the middle school regarding the helicopter, and anecdotally, I got back a bunch of, yeah, it's noisy, but yeah, we expect that. It's fun for our community. I got nobody that said, by God, don't do it. Hate it. You know, it's going to crash and kill people or whatever. No, yeah. Nobody. And I don't know if we, I don't even have any idea if I spoke with the one naysayer that we had from last year. I didn't specifically seek him out. I just spread the word through a couple of residents up there to please ask their neighbors if they had issues with it. And those were the reports I got back. So, all that said, we don't even have the helicopter for sure booked yet this year. He expressed interest a couple of months ago in doing it. I expect he's going to be back, and I expect we will try to alter that flight plan a little bit to accommodate the neighbors so it isn't going right over their homes. I think that will be possible, but I do think that we will have the helicopter back. I need to work with Mr. Belmont on a bleacher agreement. We have to have those two sets of bleachers rented twice, once to Washington County Fair and then again to the Benton County Fair. So it's sort of nice to see that word's already out and people want to use our bleachers. And the bleacher manufacturer is still working on replacements for us that will be galvanized versus the painted ones that we have. But in the meantime, those are ours to use, and we'll make that work.
Excellent.
Yeah, exciting, and I have no idea what my last note says, so I'm going to defer to Michelle and try to figure out what my handwriting says.
What
did I write there?
That says bleachers.
No, that says bleachers.
Boosters?
That's what it looks like to me. I don't have any. Oh, I remember what it is. It's boosters.
It's boosters.
Boosters have asked to use the main hall on October 13th for their auction, as they did last year. There's nothing currently on the calendar. They're willing to pay rent like they did last year. And Karen Doherty was not able to come today to make that request, but I said I would make it on her behalf.
Okay. I'm okay.
October 13th. They would set up probably the evening of the 12th or clean up.
What day of the week is it?
Let me see if I can find it. I think it's a Saturday.
Yeah, typically.
We don't have farmers market started yet, have we? Then
typically November.
November. I was going to say they usually go through October outside.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. So if that works, I'll let her know that works and get her in touch, I guess, to get the contract put together with Amy.
Okay.
Cool. That's all I have.
I don't have much else either. We are actually overbooked in the inside main hall, so we're full up for indoor vendors and hoping to fill up our outside a bit more, so let people know. We are brimming with food vendors and trying to figure out how to fit more of those in, which
great.
I think is great. If we're going to have anything extra, it'd be food vendors for the tens of thousands of extra people.
Is the main challenge, you know, the space and especially the electrical capacity?
And water.
And water, yeah.
The need to have both.
Yeah, both electricity and water.
And another challenge, yeah. Just sort of as you think about building your new fairgrounds, for food vendors, having it be a pull, being able to pull through would be very helpful, because what we just discovered the hard way is that I've booked vendors that fit beautifully, except that the tongue needs to be where the fence is at the high school. And so there's no way for them to actually pull in their trailer in that manner. So that would be something to be looking at when we redesign where those food court areas are going to be, is how the vendor booths fit in there. So that's And at least we know it first this year. We didn't know it the last time. So.
Seeing your ads in the paper?
Yeah, we've just started getting some of those. And we'll be getting more of those out for specific events and so forth as well. Doing the fair guide again this year ourselves, and looking forward to having that out. And just as a side note, that'll cover maybe another bullet item. Emily Duff called this morning because she can't be here today, just checking with us about the Pick of the Litter being open during the fair or not. They are struggling to get their volunteers, as everyone is. I've had a couple vendors drop because of that. So they will let us know by the end of next week whether they're going to be open or not, which will determine how we set up that food court. And in terms of their long-term projections or shorter term, they don't have a move-out date yet. They're still having some building challenges, so there's no moving trucks being loaded at this time, just so that you know that. So I pass that. Said I'd pass that on for her. So.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Good.
All right, solar eclipse update.
A couple things related to that.
It's canceled.
Well, Michelle over here, can you guys listen for just a second? I'm going to need some help on this one.
Yeah.
So we're doing the arrangements for the distribution of the solar eclipse glasses, which the school folks actually will be with them tomorrow. And one of the things we wanted to do is that when they hand out these glasses to the people, we're going to give them a little flyer that says sponsored by the Lincoln County Fair. And then also put a plug in for the fair event. So what we wanted to do was work with you guys to say, here's the dates, here's the hours, here's at least a kind of a couple of the events, especially I think it might be focused to kids. So we'll be calling you tomorrow to do that, and we're going to supply those to the district. We do understand they are going to do some of this electronically, so there's going to be some face-to-face and some electronically, so we'll work with them in terms of making sure that we probably won't get as many pairs of glasses as we originally did or proposed. But we'll make sure that the one arrangement I'm going to have is when, and I think that their registration ends the week before the event. If they have any extra pairs, they're going to get it to us. They come to you.
Cool.
All right.
The main thing I need to know is what size of flyer you want.
Well, I think, and that's what we'll talk about tomorrow, what they'd like to hand out. I'm thinking it'd be like a half sheet.
Probably, yeah. Whatever's economical for you, just let me know and I can put that together.
Okay, so it'd be something. In fact, if you want to put it together, that'd be great. Just think about that. It's going to be handed out when they get a pair of glasses with their pair of glasses. So it reminds them, here's the event, here's the fun things to do.
Right.
Come to the fair.
Cool. Yeah, we'll just set that and it'll be ready to print.
Cool.
And then otherwise, I think the only other thing in terms of the specific planning stuff that we want to talk about a little bit, and we're still working on these, is maybe the placement of the porta potties.
Yeah.
Where we're going to put those, and do we want to move some a little bit, either into one of the parking lots around there, or even we were hoping possibly maybe one or two of them over here in this parking lot. So we'll need to talk to you and make sure we're okay with the vendor.
We've got enough set aside that
I know we have enough, but you also asked them to place them.
Yeah.
It's interesting because one of the things I've been hearing a little bit from other planners upstairs, it's great to have those placed, but what are you going to do during the event in terms of actually getting them?
Getting
serviced.
Yeah.
He services.
Rick services ours every single morning.
Well, I'm just thinking and I think that may not be a problem for him to get in there and get where he needs to go. But if that's an issue, then the question is, and I can tell you this, Jack and his preparation to this board, toilet paper to get us from here to the sun.
Well, good.
Yeah. I swear, he's getting pallets of that stuff. So we're going to make sure that those things, we'll work with you guys that are there's adequate paper to do that. But again, we were a little concerned about when and how they'll be serviced.
Yeah. And just in my discussions with Rick at the toilet company, I think he's very aware of that as well, and that's the reason that he was holding specific reserves for us, because he realizes that servicing ones in the immediate area, rather than distributing them out to campgrounds and all the other requests that he's getting that are way out, it's a lot easier to take care of what he's got for us in town. So I'm confident that he'll have the capacity to do that and understands the logistics that this year brings in doing that. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. The other thing that I heard last week, and I see Mr. Wafferschmidt back there. I'm going to see if he'll listen in and he knows anymore, because he has some involvement with the farmer's market. I heard for the first time last week that the farmer's market, that weekend, is actually thinking of expanding to a couple days. Have you heard that, Don?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, I was talking to the manager, Kelly, and they actually are apparently going to have that conversation. And I don't know whether or not they were even thinking of expanding it, if the city will allow them to go to 3 days. I don't think the city will. I think the city wants that lot available for whatever purposes on at least the Monday. And I don't know whether the city will grant them the ability to do it on Sunday, too. But I thought that was sort of an opening and an opportunity, you know, and I don't know what space you've got at the fair, but we could have that conversation and say, if vendors are here, maybe some of the vendors want to come over and spend a couple days at the fair. Could they set up on Sunday and Monday? I don't know. Maybe that's
no,
we've made that offer every single year.
We wooed them and worked hard with them that first year, and we had one person show up.
So
this year might be different.
The short answer is we would love to have them. They've turned out to be a
persnickety.
Yeah, an unreliable group as far as holding up their end of what we see as possibilities.
But I'll at least plant that out.
And we have the space.
Yeah.
What we can have, just so that they understand and you understand, is what we don't want is the person who comes in for one day and then leaves and then there's a hole and then this in and out of back and forth. Now, we understand if they have Saturday.
Yeah.
But
Saturday would be at the regular market.
I'm thinking
they do something on Sunday or Monday.
By the arena and stuff.
Yeah, we would find room for them if they would commit to having people there. It's just been so spotty in the times that we've made space for them that it's been really not worth the effort.
Yeah.
But if they and we've dealt with Kelly two years ago when he took over, we made all sorts of arrangements and accommodations, and we ended up with one guy building birdhouses. So
again, we would love to have them, especially they're the local flavor we want to showcase. And you reminded me, I didn't ask, has Red Cross or anyone said, yes, we desperately want to set up a center at the fair?
I'll actually get some more information on that early next week, because I'm having a meeting with some folks that I'll know for sure whether or not they're going to do it by Tuesday at the latest now.
Okay.
So I'll get you some kind of answer on that.
Because that's a significant planning factor for us. If they're saying they want to use Harney Building, for example, because at this point we've moved 4-H back to Harney, we think.
Right.
But that doesn't mean there's plenty of ground space.
They
can set up a tent and all of that. So either way, we've got space for them. But
just in terms of some other logistics, we're actually going to, we've got a plan to cordon off portions of the county courthouse parking lot. We're going to have a couple of trailers in here. We're going to have some key people from the courts and attorney's office, because they're concerned about getting in here. And then, of course, our facilities folks, Jack, those folks are going to be,
right,
which is another kind of an issue. Jack's going to be pretty torn that weekend. Mm-hmm. And I've already told him, we're doing the fair, so he knows he's going to have to kind of cover a lot of things. Hopefully there won't be anything going on here, and he can still focus for anything he's here. But we'll have to be cognizant of that. And I'll talk to him more about making sure that other folks, Dave Davis or Tim or whoever else,
I mean, our main thing there with him is only ever been water and power.
Well, just if something goes down.
Water's going to be really good. And I really think the power, if there's any issues, will be kind of pre-set up. You'll hit those, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's really more of a setup thing on Thursday as those vendors are coming in, and we're trying to figure out how to accommodate everybody. So I think we'll be okay there. That does remind me that I have a little concern about security. In the past, we've always used the posse.
Yeah.
That we're worried. I don't have a confirmation on how many posse members we'll have this year, because they're stretched thin as well. I've also reached out to the city, which we've never done, and said, hey, we'd love some of your volunteers as well. He said, we're just planning what we're doing, but we'll keep you in mind. I reached out to TCB and bought an extra evening person, but he said he didn't have any capacity for more than that. That was all he could spare. My hope is the posse will come back and say, yeah, we got you covered. And
are you guys planning on spending the night at the fairgrounds?
Yeah, we're not planning on being anywhere near Lincoln County during the fair.
Well, I just was, like Jack's, he's actually going to set up a travel trailer or whatever
here,
and he's going to be on site.
We're generally there until midnight by the time we get the accounting done, and I'm usually back on site by about 6 a.m. So during those hours, no. But we do always have volunteers that are staying there. We get a crew of committed volunteers to sort of pace the grounds.
Our fair manager here was sort of board member here was sort of talking about bringing in a trailer. I don't know, Roy, if he mentioned anything to you. Maybe we locate him down on the fairground.
We have space. I talked to Jim and said if you want to do that, we'll make room.
We've got put him to work. I like that.
We've got a very nice little right down by the track. There's that little hollow that has a couple of trees, and it would be a nice little campsite that we'd be happy to accommodate. So for anybody that wants to stay there.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. You know, I'm sleeping only 2 blocks away. I don't know what use that might be, but if you ever need an extra body on short notice and I'm not around, consider me on call.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Figure if I can't get there, the helicopter can come pick me up.
Right? There you go.
Yeah, we've got a helicopter.
Hell, a shovel.
Okay, master plan refinement update.
All right, Mr. Belmont.
Several things happening on that front. I am going to the new Board of Urban Renewal meeting on Monday night. I'm on the agenda, and I've prepared some information for them and then provided that to them. They have told me that they will actually make a specific city council appointment to our kind of visioning committee, the overall committee here. They will make that commitment to do that. And so we'll talk about some of the activities that are going to come through in doing the refinement update. In the joint meeting with the Lincoln City Council last night, we also made the request for the Lincoln City Council to consider appointing somebody. We know there's been a couple of counselors that have had an interest in the activities in the past, and whether it's a city councilor or a staff person or somebody else, they'll hopefully contribute somebody to. We're coming up to our first kind of milestone here. Will be a meeting with the consultants. They're going to bring 5 or 6 people down to meet with, and this is not necessarily with the committee, although committee members could be attend this on the 27th of July. I do want to work. We're just now starting to get the dates, so I would really like to have, especially our staff people, those that can help them with some of the logistics on facilities, those kinds of things, in attendance, so we can talk with them, city staff, so we can talk about issues around infrastructure and roads, that kind of stuff. So this will be kind of a kickoff meeting, an internal kickoff meeting starting on the 27th. Then we'll be putting out the full schedule of public engagement and activities and moving forward. So things are getting underway, and they are very excited on their end with getting going. And I think we are.
So on Monday, what does the City Council resolve itself into the Urban Renewal?
They start off, they hold a meeting before the City Council meeting. They meet as the Urban Renewal.
Oh, okay.
So it's a pre. So I think it starts at 6 o'clock if anybody wants to attend.
And then on this July 27th, is there anything that
I would love to have? In fact, I think what I would kind of do anyway is advertise that as a meeting of the fair board,
okay,
so that you can all attend. And that would be great. And I'm sorry I don't have the time yet. We wanted to kind of, we're still working on some of the logistics of when we'll meet that day.
What day of the week is July 27th?
It's like a Thursday, I think.
It's a Thursday.
And unfortunately, I'm going to a conference, and I don't think I'm going to be back.
And I knew that because this initial one was kind of facilities one, I originally talked to Mr. Weisman about that day, because he has the knowledge, a lot of knowledge of that stuff.
Is it late or early?
Well, I think we're still open on what we can do.
Oh, okay.
We'd have to bring down the group from Portland. So the earliest it would be the late morning, 11
okay.
o'clock. But sometime between 11 and 5, whatever. And if you've got a preference, let me know. We'll talk about that.
Not really. Is that all you have for that part?
That's all I have
okay.
for that.
So county staff update?
There's a hole in the ground in the bottom of the sea. Remember
that? No, there's not a hole in the ground.
Oh, so, you built it in?
John Walshman, County Surveyor. Mr. Bison was on site yesterday. They dug down into the area where the sinkhole was. They were unable to find the reason the sinkhole occurred, according to Mr. Bison. We in the surveyor's office have done additional work on historical information at the fairgrounds site in order to see if we can find some other methods to find out what caused the sinkhole. But at present, they are filling it back in, and they're going to bring it back up to original ground because there was no obvious cause.
Okay. And just so you know, what they did find was the tree.
God,
I guess, actually,
a subterranean tree.
You can talk about the quality of the fill.
The quality of the fill.
Yeah.
It was not quality fill. Well, what were we guessing, that it was filled in late 60s?
Yeah, so the area where it occurred was a canyon or a draw, naturally.
And they threw everything but the kitchen sink in there. They were pulling out tires, chain link fence. Lots of concrete come out. And the operator of the machine, of the excavator, was thinking that the way the concrete was in the ground, there were a lot of voids between the concrete that could provide a little bit of an area for a sinkhole to start. Not sure. The tree was a spruce tree, and it looks to me like it was a standing tree at the time they filled it in. They put about 15 feet of fill in around this tree and then decided they better cut it off, so they cut it off and then filled another 5 feet, and so you had a standing tree in the fill. And, wood will cause sinkholes. Now, whether or not that in itself was actually the cause, don't know. It didn't help. But, yeah, there was a standing tree, so they dug it out. And I noticed when I come by this morning, as they were filling back up, they were picking out all the woody debris, picking out the chain link fence and the tires, and it was all kind of sitting there. And so the fill that goes in should be slightly better than when it came out. But from what I'd seen, I was there when they were 20 feet deep. And wow. there wasn't anything that was obvious. Now, at that time, Jim Beisman made the determination he wanted to go down another 5 feet. The next time I drove by, the tree had been removed. It was laying out on the edge there. And then it sounds like they actually did hit some water. They hit native ground and some water. Now, if you dig around 25 feet deep pretty much anywhere, at some point you're usually going to hit some water, so it's undetermined what the source of the water is, whether it's groundwater, whether it's leakage out of the drainage system, what it is, don't know. And then I guess it sounds like you guys did some further...
We've done some further research. We've got some other ideas that we'll look into. I guess the one thing I want to convey, is particularly to you guys, is that they're not doing any compaction when they're refilling the place where they excavated, so it's probably not a good place to run the semi-trailers over.
Sure.
And I'm thinking they'll somehow continue to have the snow fence up there or something. It's not that it couldn't be used, but I wouldn't put any heavy equipment over there until that's gone through a while to get some compaction.
Yeah, we'll see. The problem is with the 25-foot hole, without shoring, you cannot get anybody down in there. Without bringing in a second piece of equipment with compaction equipment, you're not going to get adequate compaction for a parking lot. Let's put it that way.
And
they'll hump it up a little bit and walk it in with the excavator, and so you'll have some. But if it's a damp day and you run a loaded 80,000-pound load over it, you might sink just a hair.
Can I suggest this kind of information of what we discovered by digging this hole is the kind of information we need to give to the consultants when they come in, because they're going to be doing that kind of analysis. So some of the historical stuff that you're developing, John, as well as the idea that, we know now that this, and we know what place in Newport wasn't filled in almost anymore. That's one of the challenges we'll have with any redevelopment of the Commons property out there, is this question of what's compacted, in what way, where we're going to build, what kind of footage you'll have to put in your own buildings, or that stuff.
Yeah.
Good information to share with them. So.
Okay, anything else for the staff update? No? All right. I think that's it. We should adjourn so Bill can get on with his life.
We have one more meeting before the actual fair event.
That's right.
August 10th.
So we'll see you then, huh?
Yeah, 1 week. Very good.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.